All right, Sylvan Cool here with Alex from Elbor. How you doing, man?
Good, dude. Glad to be on.
So tell me a little bit about yourself, man. I understand you guys just got signed to a new label.
Yes, sir. Just signed a distribution deal with Imagine Records in support of our debut EP that just dropped August 28th called Imperative. Hard rock and alternative metal band out of, like, the Quad City area in Midwestern Illinois.
That's a pretty sweet deal, man.
Hell yeah. Yeah, it's going good.
Especially right now in the middle of everything, you know, starting to come back open and, you know, it's got to be a good feeling.
Yes, sir. Finally. We actually just got to play our first show since March a couple weeks ago, so it felt great.
How'd that go?
It went awesome, man. It was super well received. Everybody did their part in, because, I mean, you know, obviously it was still, like, mandated for the social distancing and the masks and all that stuff. So it went really well and smooth. No hiccups from anybody or anything. It was fun.
How many people were allowed to go?
What's that? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
How many people were allowed to go to the show?
So it was a limited capacity. I think the venue itself was upwards of like 1,000 capacity, but I think they were only letting in like 120 people total, and it was on a 4 or 5 band bill. So that's kind of a limited cap, but it still seemed like it filled up pretty quick.
It's got to be fucking weird, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was super weird watching everybody. Like, they were actually all standing, like, 6 feet apart from each other. It was super weird to see from the stage, you know?
See, I'm in New York, and we're not allowed to have concerts yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Well, they made some fucked up rule where you're not allowed to charge. You're not allowed to advertise. Music can be, like, bands can play, but it's got to be incidental music, and it's got to be... food's got to be served. It's got to be like a restaurant type setting. So I don't know.
Oh, gotcha.
Imagine having a fucking show like that.
Right. Yeah, no, thanks.
People are waving around fucking chicken wings here in New York instead of beer.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's kind of fucking weird.
Yeah, dude, it's a different take, man.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for shit to get back to normal. Who knows, you know?
Yeah, it always kind of seems like we're starting to make some headway on shit, and then, I don't know, like, around here, I don't know how well and accurately, like, all the numbers and shit get reported out there, but, like, around here, it seems like we'll go, like, a couple weeks, and cases will kind of flatten out and decrease, and everybody's kind of getting happy about it, and then all of a sudden, our local news channel will post, like, a boom, you know, 60 cases today, everybody, you know, the governor's thinking about going back on lockdown and all this bullshit and stuff. So I don't even know what to think or like how to estimate when I think we'll be able to start getting back to normal life again, you know?
It's nuts. Like you're saying, you never know. I mean, me, I'm in Western New York. I'm in Buffalo. So, if you watch the news, they say we're the worst out of New York State now. We're the assholes, apparently.
Yeah.
And they want to close everything back down from restaurants and all that shit. I mean, they're even, most of the schools around here are closed already. They're online.
Oh, really?
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some districts and stuff around me that are doing, all online. And then there's some that are, like they're having their kids go like Mondays and Wednesdays and then do e-learning shit on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it's a fucking mess, dude.
Yeah, man, my son's 9. He does the, he's online only. And that means I'm back in the, fourth grade with him because let a kid just fuck around on the computer and be like, there you go, learn.
Right. Yeah, no shit. Like I know if I was in that position and I was just sitting at home on a laptop all day, I would not be fucking doing schoolwork.
No, and it's nuts. So, man, let's get back to the band, man. Tell me some funny shit about you.
Tell me some funny, tell you some funny shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it depends what you define funny. I mean, we're just a bunch of fucking blue collar, goofy ass dudes that make some original music and just happen to start making some traction with it. We kind of haven't really done much lately, obviously, but still writing shit and still getting together all the fucking time and pretending that we're still a damn band.
You guys were a cover band to start off with, right?
Yeah, we were. We played our first show when I was like 16, I think, back in like 2014, I think we played our first show as a cover band, and then we did that for about 3 years before we started doing our original stuff. And we started kind of, it was like we started phasing in. We wrote a couple original tunes and put them in with our 4 hour cover set list. And then eventually we just got sick of playing other people's shit. So we decided we wanted to take it a different direction.
You know, isn't that ironic that, you know, you go from a cover band to a real band and you look around and now all real bands are doing nothing but covers so they can get some attention.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit. It's going backwards.
I mean, that's all I've seen during this fucking quarantine is, oh, look at our cover of this. Look at our cover of that.
Yep, another fucking zombie cover.
So before the world closed down, I mean, were you guys able to tour? Did you guys ever play with any big bands? What did you guys do?
We were actually just about to start planning like a small rinky-dink tour. The way that this distribution deal was lined up, we were actually supposed to fly out to New York and meet with them, and then like it was going to be way more personable and shit, and we were just going to kind of get this deal done and then put the album out and then start thinking about touring. So I mean, we were a really busy band. You know, we were gigging doubleheaders almost every single weekend. We had just come off of we played two shows with Seven Dust, and then we played a show with Buck Cherry in our hometown. So we were making a lot of headway and we had a lot of fucking momentum going, and we got shut the fuck down quick.
See, that's kind of fucking suck, man. I mean, you know, you're doing shows, you're playing with national acts, you guys are on the rise, and all of a sudden it's just like, take a back seat and cross your fingers.
Yep. Don't do shit. Yep. We kind of lost all the momentum. You know, I mean, I don't really know what it's going to be like once we open back up, if we're going to have to rebuild up to get people to come back to our shows and buy our shirts and shit, but it really does fucking suck.
It's gonna be different, man. I mean, I don't know how it's gonna work out. I know routing's gonna be fucked up once the world goes back through, because not everybody wants the bigger places to open up, and fucking a lot of these venues are closing down.
Yeah,
but I don't know what it's like where throughout the rest of the country, but like I mentioned, I'm in New York and they have a snitch line. Like if you're at a bar and you do something wrong and not wear your mask, fucking not order a chicken wing when you get a beer, whatever the fuck the new rule is this week, you can call up and just have that place closed down. So that's closing down a lot of venues.
Oh, holy shit, man. Yeah, that's really what fucking sucks, is that it's basically forced everybody to choose a side. You know, you're like either a mask wearer and an obeyer, or you're not, which, you know, I obey when I need to, but otherwise, you know, I don't really have a side to fucking pick. But it just sucks that it's splitting everybody apart, and either you're good guys or bad guys, and the other guy is the bad guy in the good guy's eyes, you know.
See, I make it simple. I don't leave the fucking house unless they have to, Darren.
Yep. I'm in the same fucking boat, dude. I'm just like, I don't even want to deal with it to start with.
I mean, where am I going to go? Everything with the shit's done. You know what I mean?
Yep, I hear
you. You can't even go to a fucking movie theater, let alone a concert. So what do I do? Shit. Well, I'm gonna protest about wearing a mask to fucking get my groceries.
Right. Yep.
I'll pull the bank robber routine. Put my gloves and my mask on.
Yeah. Is this fucking mask good enough for you?
So. You guys got other shows. I know you said you just played one. You guys are going to try and do more. What are you guys going to do?
I mean, we did that one show, and it seemed well received, but I mean, most of the shows that we had booked up for the rest of the year are just kind of dropping off the fucking calendars. Like, you know, like flies. They're, every time we get close, we get within a month, we get an email that says, hey, due to restrictions, you know, we're going to push this back till 2021. So as far as gigging for this year at all goes, I'm not certain. We might have something if stuff starts to clear up, you know, into the winter months and stuff. But as of yet, we have nothing booked up coming up. We're just fucking writing and still working out this deal stuff. And yeah, just moving along without playing shows, I guess.
Who's on the roster of the, what is this? Imagine you're signing with who's on?
Yeah,
the...
Imagine Records. I mean, they've been pretty inactive for like the last year and a half, 2 years, honestly. They had a couple like indie bands that they picked up, like what's that band that did that Lil Wayne cover? Framing Hanley. That was one of their big baby bands that they were stewing on for a long time when they were active. But they kind of just got put, or they kind of put their shit on the back burner for a while and didn't do much. Well, then we got linked up with Morgan Rose, the drummer of Seven Dust, who's actually the VP of the label, we got linked up with him doing some songs in the studio with him, and then he decided, you know, he's like, hey, I kind of wanted to get this thing to pick back up, and it'd be sweet if you guys would want to help me do that and, you know, kind of be my band on this thing for a while. So as of right now, I mean, we're the only really thing that they're kind of working on a real active deal with, you know.
Frame and Haley just got back together, man, after I don't know how long they were off for. They got the beginning of the pandemic there, when everything closed down, they decided to fucking reunite.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't even know that. That's badass. I mean, they've been around a while.
Well, that's what's crazy, man. I mean, there's no one's given the coverage of shit that you truly need as far as music and stuff goes. So they got back together. They can't fucking tour.
Right.
There's no push for an album.
Yeah, they must have just missed each other and wanted to hang out.
They're like, you know, now's the time. We'll say we're back together when no one can fucking see us.
Right.
Yeah. So with Morgan, man, that's got to be a door in for sure. You got to be like, listen, once I'm doing you guys a solid, I'm the fucking star of your new label. We're your opening act once you guys start touring.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's super kick ass. I mean, we've done a bunch of sessions with him and stuff now, so we're getting real tight with him. And we did them two shows with him. Or with his band, and that was kind of directly related to the fact that we work with him in the studio and stuff. So it's going real good. We haven't pissed him off yet.
I'd be calling him every day, just be like, hey buddy, how you doing?
Yeah, what's up? Where are you taking me to lunch?
Yeah, for sure. What's next, man? You guys got any show? Do we have any shows instead of, do you guys have any shows?
Right, yeah. When are we going out on your big ass bus?
Yeah, let us know when that fucking tour starts, baby.
Yeah, we'll be ready.
So what are you, 22?
Yeah, I'm 22, yep. I'm the fucking baby in the band.
Why are all the rest of the guys?
Justin, well, actually, yeah, Zame, our bassist, he's almost 24. He's not far ahead of me, I guess. Justin, our front man, is 25, I think. And Nate, our most recent addition, their guitarist, is 27. I think he's 27 or almost 27, I can't remember.
Oh, fuck, he's a dinosaur.
Yeah, he's the old man. He's the dad. He takes care of us if we all get too fucked up.
So when you guys are rocking out, man, I just throwing pussy at you guys or what?
What's that?
So when you guys are rocking out up there, they're just throwing pussy at you or what?
No, I mean, we definitely do go hard, but I don't know how much pussy is getting thrown at us, because we're some sweaty, grimy looking motherfuckers for sure.
Throw the panties up there and keep the mask on.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking use it as the mask.
That's one thing, man. You never know what the groupies are going to look like. They're all going to be masked up.
Yeah, yeah. It's like your lights off trick. But even with the lights on, you still can't fucking tell how many teeth they have.
Every butterface out there is just fucking rocking it.
Yeah, it's this is their time to shine. They've been waiting for this their whole lives.
They're running around secretly coughing at everybody to make sure those masks stay in play for a while.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny shit.
So what do you guys do to promote, man? You guys big on social media? What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, just like any other band anymore. I mean, social media is just kind of taken over. I mean, when we were starting off, we would print your fucking paper flyers, and I'd go around to all the shitty bars and throw them up in the bathrooms and shit. But those have kind of been rendered ineffective nowadays. So yeah, it's mostly to promote. I mean, shows or new merch designs or fucking singles or pretty much anything we do. It's mostly social media based, you know. And that's just kind of how the world is nowadays, you know. Fucking throw up a Facebook post or a tweet or whatever, and get a couple reacts and see what happens.
You guys fucking Vine or any of that shit?
Do we Vine? I think our manager was kind of getting on our ass about wanting to make TikToks for a while, but I don't know how well that would work out for us. We'd probably do some over the top shit, you know, and get us fucking kicked off the app.
TikTok's communist, man, right? Isn't that the deal?
Yeah, that's what everybody says, is that fucking it's a fucking Chinese app or something. So Trump wants to ban it or some shit. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't follow any of that shit, man. I do Twitter.
Not me neither.
I do Twitter and I do Facebook. I tried Instagram, but what the fuck? I don't know. You just post a picture. You can't post your links. I don't get it.
Yeah, yeah. Insta's kind of it's a lot more informal. Instagram is. We use it, but most of the time it's just for if I happen to come across a badass shot of one of my guys or something, and I just want to throw it up somewhere to have it stored and I don't fucking lose it somewhere, you know?
It's mostly for girls to show their titties and shit, I think, Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. It's yeah. It's basically Tinder.
So do you, you guys post tracks? You guys, like, talk to your fans? What are you doing on social media?
I mean, a lot of the times we'll do, like, little, like, if we're having writing sessions and stuff, sometimes we'll post, or we'll run, like, a little Facebook Live thing if we're in doing a writing session in our little home studio. Otherwise, I mean, since we haven't been doing a lot of shows and stuff, we've just been, like, digging up old content and photos and shit like that and posting them. And then, yeah, interacting with people a lot. We've got this, we've got one of them Facebook groups that our tour manager runs. It's just called, like, All Born Official Group or something. People are always posting all of their, like, old videos that they took of us at shows and stuff. And that's kind of the main hub for where we interact with, like, our diehard people that are always posting on Facebook with us and watching for shit that we post and stuff. We use that group a lot to interact with our fans.
It's gotta be fucking cool, you know? I mean, having a page directed just to you and have your fans, key fans, be there.
Yeah, yeah, it's badass, man. And I mean, most of them are like people that, you know, that'll come to the shows regularly or that we've met at shows and stuff. We would have a couple guys that'll message us and say, fucking, hey, I'm from fucking Australia or somewhere overseas, and this is badass shit. You know, I'm going to keep following and I'm going to hop on this page and so I can watch all your guys' posts and stuff.
It's just got to be nerve-wracking, you know. I mean, being in a band at this point in time, you don't know where the fuck this is going to go. I mean, you got to keep on churning and cross your fingers that world's going to finally let you do something.
Right, I know. And the thing that kind of sucks is, like, I don't know, I suppose if I had to choose a side, like, if they were making us, I would probably be one of your, you know, one of your anti-mask wearers, just because I'm kind of the type of dude that looks at the science, like, how effective really is it, and blah, 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 but you can't say shit like that on social media when you got people looking, because then they'll choose a side, and it's either yours or it's not, so we're just kind of staying on reserve mode, you know, being nice all the way around, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say shit. Apparently this day and age, right, you can't say a fucking thing because everyone has cunts.
Too many fucking Karens running around.
I mean, I don't know. How are the riots going in your town?
So my hometown where I live is like 2,500 people. So I don't think there's even been as much as a peaceful protest here. Probably the biggest city that we're like close to, like, there's a city called Davenport and Moline, which is right on the Iowa-Illinois line. They're separated by the Mississippi. And there's been a couple movements out there. I don't know if they've gotten violent in any way. Yeah, other than that, I mean, when I tell people I'm from Illinois, they say I'm from Chicago. So Chicago's a fucking train wreck, whether a pandemic is happening or not. And now it's especially, you know, every fucking night you see shit on Facebook and stuff about, you know, fucking this peaceful protest got violent when a fucking cop showed up and blah, 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 all that. You know, it's kind of the same story bullshit every night.
I watched a video in Chicago where they were going down it was a street where it was nothing but big stores like Gucci and Versace and all that shit. They were just smashing out the windows and fucking.
Oh, fuck yeah. People will put up boards ahead of time, you know, or eat shit even heavier than boards if they know, like, because it seems like they, like, schedule these protests or the riots ahead of time, you know, so they get the maximum amount of people to show up. So then the stores will hear about it and they'll say, fuck you, we're closing our doors and we're taking out our windows and replacing them with 2x4s.
I mean, would you ever think that this is this would be 2020 when you were a kid? You know, you always thought 2020 is the future.
Yeah, dude, we were supposed to have flying cars by now.
You know, this is nothing like the fucking Jetsons.
No, dude, not at all. And I say that all the time. Like, I can't fucking believe this is the world we're living in right now. So many, you know, so many problems all the time and so many ignorant people, you know, it's ridiculous.
Well, you know, the crazy part is, man, you're going to see shit get even rougher over the next couple months before it gets better.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I've been told, and that's kind of what I'm foreseeing, you know. One of the sides has to win, and we're, you know, it seems like the closer we get to this stupid fucking election, the more on the line we're getting to fucking basically martial law, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's more gun sales in the past couple of months than there has been in the last, like, 20 years, so.
Oh, fuck yeah, definitely. I just read an article last night, actually, about my state. There's a backlog of, because I'm sure you don't in New York, but Illinois is, like, one of the two or three states that you have to have a FOID card, a firearm owner identification card. And there's a backlog of, like, close to a million people, I think, still waiting on theirs because they're, you know, there's all these people fearing for their fucking lives that have never, ever owned a gun. They're like, well, shit's about to go down. I got to hurry up and get my shit. But now they can't because they don't have the stupid card that says they're allowed to own a gun.
Well, no, we don't have any shit like that here.
Yeah, it's like this state and one other state real close to us. It's complete fucking bullshit and a violation of constitutional right, but whatever.
So, Illinois, you got to get a card to get a gun, but is weed legal there?
Yeah, it's legal recreationally, but you have to, like, if you're transporting it, it has to be in, like, a sealed, like, dispensary container, which kind of just, like, some of them look like a pill bottle or a little glass jar or something like that, and they can also still bust you for paraphernalia, so if you're running anything other than, you know, papers or blunt wraps, they can fucking still get you for if you got a bowl with fucking resin in it, they can still, I think it's just like a misdemeanor. Yeah, they'll fucking take that shit from you. And if you get a real nice cop, he'll fucking take you into jail and book you.
What about pens? Are you guys allowed to use pens there?
I don't know. There was kind of I think the oil carts are legal and I think you can transport them. But there was actually a big thing. Like, I'm kind of an avid user, but there was this big thing where I was only using them pens for a while. Well, then they started getting, I guess, cut with like vitamin E oil and shit. So a bunch of like kids and shit, like younger than me, were getting fucking hospitalized and stuff. And they started blaming it on like nicotine and tobacco vapes and stuff that all these kids were using. Well, actually, it's because this fucking little 17-year-old girl didn't want to tell her mom that she ordered this fucking Chinese ass weed pen off the internet that was cut with a bunch of other shit that was gonna fuck her up. She didn't want to tell her, that's why she got put in the fucking hospital. So they kind of the pens have kind of gone away, at least in my area for the time being, until we know for sure that the things ain't gonna fucking kill us, you know.
See, in New York they banned the flavors and all that shit, not in weed but in like vape stores.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I heard about that, actually.
So you can't get anything besides tobacco because of that fucking vitamin E cut you were talking about.
Right. Yep, yep, for sure.
But we're only medical here, and you can only get pens and fucking capsules and...
Oh, gotcha.
Some kind of a drop that goes in your mouth or some shit, I don't know.
Gotcha, yeah, like the fucking, like the hemp oils and shit.
Mm-hmm. So some people want to follow up, man. They want to know more about the band. They want to see, you guys got any videos or any shit like that? What's going on with you?
So the songs that are on this 5-song EP that we have, a few of them were posted online as singles to start with. And we had music videos for them when they were posted. But they were kind of, you know, we recorded them in like 2017. We were still learning. Our producer was still learning and stuff. So we decided when we wanted to do this EP, we were going to pull everything and have it all remixed and mastered to sound coercive and sound like it was all done at the same time and just sound better. So we pulled all the videos, being as it would be a different audio signature, and we haven't posted the videos back up yet. And I don't know if we're going to post the same videos back up with the new tracks over them, or if we're going to do something different, or maybe release a fucking like a lyric video or something like that. But as of right now, kind of all we've really got for content going is just our tunes on the EP as of what's up there right now.
So people want to check that shit out. They want to interact with you. You were talking to me about that fucking Facebook group that you guys got. What do they got? What do they do for everything?
Yeah, I mean, probably the best source of information as far as like, say this pandemic wasn't fucking here right now, like if you wanted to know when a show was happening and shit, you can either go on our website, which is just allbornmusic.com, and that's where you can find like our upcoming shows and just like our bio if you want to know fucking where we come from and that shit. And then we've also got an online store if somebody wanted to order merch, and we can send anywhere in the US through that. Otherwise, you know, you can use Facebook. We post anything that ever goes on with the band on Facebook. Twitter we do pretty good with too. I wouldn't say that's as up to date. We don't keep up as well just because our following's not near the size on Twitter as it is on Facebook. Otherwise, if somebody just wants to hop on the internet and check out some pictures of our ugly mugs, you can get on Instagram. We're pretty active on that too.
And any girls want to throw some puss your way, what do they do?
If they wanted to, well, they would have to go through each of our old ladies, and there's some fucking tough bitches, I won't lie. So that's step one. And if you happen to get past that, I wouldn't even know what to do. You're too powerful for me. I couldn't beat up my old lady.
I'm just fucking with you, buddy. All right, man. I mean, it was great chatting with you. I hope there's a day that I get to see you guys play, you know?
Yeah, dude, that'd be fucking badass. It'd be cool to come back on the show sometime in a different context, you know, when we've got more and better shit to talk about.
Oh, man, definitely. I mean, you know, it's once shit goes on. Right now, I mean, you fucking guys are my bread and butter. I mean, I'm used to going through, I'm not even going to list the bands, but, you know, I'm used to fucking doing actual bands in actual places in person, not this telephone shit, but.
Right. Yep. You know, yep. Yeah. I think this is like my fourth or fifth phone interview, and it still feels fucking weird, you know, versus just sitting down on the couch and hanging out with somebody, you know, it doesn't feel personable.
You got to adapt, man. I mean, right now you got up and comers are fucking the only ones that are actually doing interviews, and I got to keep on going. I can't have a 6 month, fucking 8 month year gap. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep. I hear you. Yep. For sure. Got to figure out how to make it work amongst all this.
You'd be surprised, man. I mean, fucking a lot of people, when you get to a certain level, they won't go back and start doing up and comers, but I think you're an asshole if you don't do that. I mean.
Right. Yep. For sure. Remember where your roots are, you know?
You never know who fucking's going to be the next something. That's for sure.
Right. Yep, and it fucking comes out of nowhere, you know, especially with how quick information gets broadcasted nowadays, you know, all of a sudden there's a fucking, this random fucking band you've never heard of, and they're fucking number two on Octane getting played 120 times that day, you know.
You know, before I let you go, I'll tell you a funny story. There was, I'm not going to say his name, he's a famous fucking rapper now. He's got a cocaine problem. He's in the news quite a bit.
Gotcha.
But, I'd seen him several times, like, I'd interview bands that he was opening up for, and it was nothing more than like a hello, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, how you doing?
Right.
I never took the time to say, hey, more than what's up. Cause he always seemed to be doing his own thing. He played Warped Tour. I did an interview with him then, and it was like a short little something because I was waiting to see, I had another bigger band waiting, and now this fucking guy is, he's everywhere.
Gotcha.
So it goes to say, you know, go ahead and fucking, you know, if I was a little bit more friendly back in the day with that certain individual.
Right. Could have worked out different, you know.
I'd be fucking.
Yeah, that's how it fucking happens.
Riding in a Lambo right now.
Yep. That's how it happens. You gotta think many steps ahead with shit like that, I guess.
So that's why, you know, don't be a cocksucker to people. Those get you
there. Right, yep. If we're going to take anything out of this, don't be a fucking dick.
You know? All right, buddy. I appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks a ton for having me on, dude. It was fun.
Take care.
Yep, you too.